Well, welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples from TasRacing.com.au, talking to trainer Rowan Hamer, who takes a good strong team to on his home track at Devonport on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
I can hear the horses clippity-clopping behind you there. It's been a busy morning at the stables.
Yeah, nearly done, thanks. All right.
Well, look, let's talk about, you've got a first starter going around in race three, and that's Moonlight Knight. And he's by Ruby's Goodnight. I'm not familiar with that sire, out of a consul mare. Been to the trials. His last trial was on June 17, second to GG Turf Talk. Only beaten three quarters of a length, and it was a field of six. He travelled well in that race, and on the strength of that, you'd probably think he'd be a bit of a chance in his third race.
Yeah, he actually surprised me a little bit in that. He hadn't shown me a lot. But he'd improved every time we galloped him, and he improved quite a lot from that first trial to his second trial, and he actually trialled up quite nicely. So I'm not sure how he's going to go in a bigger field, because he's a bit skittish, so he may the occasion may get to him a little bit, I reckon. But if he does everything right, the way he trialled, he'd be in with a shot. He gets a good barrier, so he should get a nice run from where he's. From that barrier.
A three kilo claim for Yanish Luxemburg's going to help as well?
Yeah, it won't hurt. Yanish does a bit of work around here, so happy to give him a ride, and he rides well and he'll do everything right.
All right.
Hopefully he can be thereabouts, but he's no sure thing, that's for sure.
Okay, well, Brackenby resumes from a spell, and Brackenby's was very, very consistent until probably just trained off a little bit, then got to the tougher races. And
yeah, we got a little bit greedy. We probably should have given him a spell. He'd been up a long time, and he won four in a row, so we thought we'd have a crack at the Devonport Cup. He just probably wasn't, had had enough by then.
Well, he's back, and he's had two trials. The latest trial that he won defeated GG Josie. I thought that was a nice trial with Cody Jordan aboard.
Yeah, no, he always trials up well. He's a nice galloper, and always shows up in early in his prep and then gets out to a bit of ground later. He'll run well fresh. They might be a bit sharp for him, but if they go hard, he'll be hitting the line very hard at the finish. So
all right.
He's an outside chance.
Race five, you've got Liberance, and one on Debut, which was terrific, and then obviously Second Up Syndrome. The trials, though, haven't been all that impressive looking-wise.
No, she went shin sore last prep. That's why she didn't go a yard the second start, so she had a decent spell. But, trials I haven't been overly impressed with. She pulled hard the first trial and didn't finish off, and then they ran her off her legs the second trial. So I can't find anything wrong with her. She's fit well and doing everything right. I'm just not sure. She never grew in a spell, and not sure whether she's come on or not. But she wants to relax in her work, so I'm hoping we can step her out a little bit and she might sharpen up a bit. But she on her trials, I don't think she'd be in the money. I'd just be looking for her to relax, get back and finish off, hopefully.
All right, in race six, you saddle up We Need a Star, a last start winner. Well, actually, it was the last meeting before we were shut down in Launceston, and defeated Banker Star. Had a couple of trials early this month, the 2nd of June at Devonport. Then last week, over 800 metres, was second behind Shazam. What are we expecting from We Need a Star? Bit of a tricky
game. He surprised me, actually. He's improved every time we've done anything with him. He's come on a lot last prep and obviously won first up, and then we shut down. And he's come on again. He's I think he'll want further, but he's sprinted well fresh, and same as Brackenby. If they go hard early, he'll get back a little bit and be hitting the line very strongly. He's a good chance. He's going well.
In race seven, you've got the top weight Comiskey Park. Now, he won at that April 1st meeting in Launceston over 1,400. Then you presented him without a trial at the first meeting back in Launceston a fortnight ago. And, boy, he was impressive defeating Shiorta. And when he won in Launceston on the 1st of April, after the race, you told me this horse, when he puts it all together, he'll continue to win races. And are you confident about Comiskey Park going into Sunday's race?
Yeah, he hasn't gone backwards, that's for sure. He definitely got through the ground a lot better than the others. He's still a big kid, as I said last time. He was still waiting for Shearwater the other day, and he hasn't worked out his racehorse yet, but he has got good ability. And I would have been looking for the mile second up, to be honest, because he'd been in a long time. He never went out at all.
Yeah.
But he should get straight to the front again. There doesn't seem to be a lot of speed, and he'll take a fair bit of running down.
He's got a lot of weight, 62.5, 63.5 at the vet.
Yeah, he's a very big horse, so I don't think weight will worry him too much.
Okay, but of all the ones we've talked about, it sounds to me like you think Comiskey Park might be your best winning chance.
Yeah, no, definitely he's going well, and Brackenby's a good chance if they go along, and We Need a Star, they're both each way chances.
All right, well, it sounds like you're going to the meeting with five runners and a little bit confident. All the best with your runners at Sprayton on Sunday, Rowan.
Thanks, Brett.